I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is reminders of the gospel. This is bringing it all back to say, why are we here? What are we doing? What is church? Well, it's a community of blood-bought believers, followers of Jesus, because when we were going our own way, He chased us down and woke us up and turned us around. He poured out His own blood. He allowed His body to be crushed and broken because that was what I deserve. That's what you deserve. He willingly took the wrath of Almighty God toward my sin, not His own. He didn't have any. He bore in His body my sins so that today I could be in a right relationship with Him, washed clean, forgiven, made pure and holy, called a saint, so that I can bring sacrifice, offerings, praise, worship to Him that's pleasing and acceptable to Him through Jesus Christ. There's no other way. It's through the once for all sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. That's my only access to the Father. A lot of people are saying, oh yeah, there's many paths that lead to God. Wrong God. Sorry. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, through my broken body and poured out blood at Calvary. That's the way to the Father. If you don't know your sins forgiven today, I'd invite you to simply acknowledge you're a sinner before a holy and righteous, wrathful God. Recognize what you deserve and say, yeah, I don't want what I deserve. But I see what Jesus did, and would His blood cover me? Would you forgive my sins based on the finished work of Jesus on the cross? Wash me completely clean. Give me a free gift I don't deserve. I'd like to receive that. And God says, yes, that's why I sent my only Son. Because I so loved you. I gave my Son to be the wrath-appeasing sacrifice, cover your sins, to eradicate your sins so that you could enjoy relationship with God. Simply be real with Him and say, yeah, I'm messed up, and could you fix me? He can, because He's God. He can do all things. Well, I'm maybe too messed up. Nah. You don't know the power of God. Try Him out. Trust Him. We'll serve you if you're a believer in Jesus. We'll serve bread and juice. Take hold on to that. Reflect on what Jesus did for you, the price that was paid for you. Once we've all been served as a body of believers, we'll take that together. Jesus, thank you for taking my place, for paying my price. For giving me a gift I could never earn and don't deserve. Thank you for not giving me what I deserve. Thank you, Father, for pouring that out on your only Son at the cross so that I could today enjoy a relationship with you, free, forgiven, set free to worship you, to be who I was created to be. Thank you for your body broken. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood poured out that washes us clean and makes us new. Thank you in Jesus' magnificent, mighty, holy name. Amen. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink it.